From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, July 11th, 2019. Drug overdose deaths in Maine decreased in the first quarter of 2019, according to the State Attorney General's Office. Between January and March, 74 people died from drug overdose, slightly fewer than in the same time period last year. The synthetic opioid fentanyl is a primary driver of overdose deaths in Maine. Governor Janet Mills is holding a summit in Augusta on Monday to improve the state's response to the opioid crisis. Maine Senator Angus King says the Department of Energy is allowing too much natural gas to be exported without first studying the impact on domestic prices. Mal Leary has details.
At a hearing of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, King criticized the DOE for continuing to increase natural gas exports. He says export policy should be determined by its effects on domestic natural gas prices, and he says that can only be determined by a study which the agency has not done. King says current natural gas prices are to the advantage of the U.S. economy and should not be lost to increasing exports. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
The Maine Heritage Policy Center is criticizing Democratic Governor Janet Mills for, quote, a grotesque orgy of spending. The conservative advocacy organization held its largest annual fundraising event this afternoon in South Portland, where CEO Matthew Gagne said Mills' proposed $8 billion spending plan was more than 11% bigger than the last enacted budget.
The spending binge that she's been on will undoubtedly create a financial crisis during the next economic slowdown, forcing future legislatures to raise taxes to cover costs. The second, though, and in my mind more important problem, is that that level of spending, that amount of money, artificially keeps taxes higher than they otherwise could or should be.
Gagne also targeted Mills for expanding Medicaid and moving away from work requirements for welfare recipients. And the state's lobster fishermen will be able to use a new species of bait fish to replace herring after dramatic cutbacks in herring quotas. The Maine Department of Marine Resources says it has approved the South Atlantic native black-bellied rosefish as a new bait species. DMR is requiring the harvested fish be frozen at sea and that their path to market be documented to prevent pathogens and predators from invading the catch. In weather tonight, thunderstorms ending with clouds and fog and scattered showers. Lows overnight in the mid-50s to the mid-60s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about the race to the moon. I'm Nora Flaherty.